Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I know it feels like we didn't get much of a summer, but whether we like it or not now, it is coming to an end because the children are going back to school and many people are probably a little bit more likely to head into the office more regularly too. And if you have been working from home, you can afford the luxury of spending the day maybe in your tracksuit, but that's probably not going to be acceptable for most office settings. And workplaces, of course, are a bit more casual now, but it can be hard to strike the balance between being relaxed and professional. So here to talk us through that little minefield is Aoife Donegan, who's the owner of The Style Bob, which is a personal and corporate styling consultancy, and you can find The Style Bob on Instagram. Lovely to have you here, Aoife.
Good morning, Claire.
This is a bit trickier now than it used to be because the high heels, the pencil skirts, even the suit and tie sort of gone out the window. But what replaces them? That's the question.
You know, the workwear landscape has changed hugely in the last few years. I mean, look, believe it or not, Casual Friday was introduced in Hawaii in 1962, but it wasn't until the early 90s that we saw this Casual Friday, the proliferation of tech firms coming in, and then you had Casual Friday go to financial institutions. Then bring on COVID, and this has been coined seemingly in the fashion world, the great slobification period. And let's face it, you know, kind of waist up, all looking fab, and we won't talk about the rest of us. So it's been, the change was happening anyway, Claire. It's just that COVID accelerated. And what's happening now is that it's a bit of a grey area. Companies are kind of saying smart casual, but there's 10 versions of smart casual. And what might be casual in, let's say, a Google will not be accepted at all in a financial institution. Mm. So it has its challenges.
So do you have any hard no's when it comes to office wear? Things that you say won't work anywhere?
Yes. Well, what I always say, first of all, is what you wear should never you know, detract from your message. Who's playing a blinder this week is, for example, Kamala Harris in her convention. She's wearing what they're calling a brown coconut colour suit. But what it is, it's neutral, it's well cut. It's not the Hillary Clinton days of the big pink suit where everyone was talking about the suit. It's about her message. So when that comes back to kind of everyday for us, nothing too tight or revealing, Claire. It still goes back to that old fashioned, because you should use your image to be known for the right reasons. You know, I know myself going into work, I tried to bring my personality into work, wearing interesting jewellery or whatever it is, but it was part of who I am. So I think, don't detract from who you are. And you know, I said to a girl recently, she said, what's your view, Aoife, on short skirts? And I said, you know, you've worked really hard to get into this firm. Don't make it about the short skirt.
Because that's what people might be talking about.
Yes.
Is that what you're concerned about there?
Yes, exactly.
So does that mean we have to be neutral and boring?
No. And actually, there's brilliant research out. I read about it this week. Harvard Business Review were doing studies of what is executive presence now. And executive presence is all about gravitas, communication. But appearance is a very small part of it. And back 12 years ago, it was all about kind of being good looking. But now 37% is about being polished. That hasn't changed. But what's come in for the first time ever is authenticity. It's never talked about 12 years ago. And now it's come in a second in the appearance. So, you know, you can now, you don't have to go in looking like Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat. Like I always say to people, even for a man, personality through socks. Because some guys miss the tie, Claire, because you could show a little bit of personality through your tie. But you can see there, if I were someone very serious in a firm, I say, what about an interesting lapel on your jacket? What about an interesting heel? I use a lot of statement jewellery in my old role in professional services. So personality, it's all about bringing your complete self to work. And the robots are coming, Claire. So what do we have left? Our creativity.
So let's focus a little bit on the men, because that maybe can be harder if we're talking about expressing authenticity and individuality. So does your advice centre around, you know, a pair of Justin Trudeau, Canadian PM, like fiery socks?
Well, it's interesting. It's good timing. I was dressing a gentleman yesterday. He's going into kind of financial institution. But he said, if I still want to be me and I still want to be creative. So we kind of focused on a navy blazer with a bit of difference. You know, it was kind of unlined. It's well tailored. We focused on neutrals, but an interesting sock, a shoe with an interesting heel. Chinos, like I was actually speaking to a group of engineers recently and they said they were all sitting there and they're, you know, a lot of men, cream chinos and blue shirt. And I said, what would you think of a burgundy chino? And they were like, oh God, now I don't know about that. But actually, Once it's a neutral colour, it's well tailored. So that's my two rules, I suppose, about going casual. If you keep it neutral and keep it made to you. So if you look at somebody wearing, let's say, a bomber jacket and jeans, it's going to look a lot more sophisticated or businesslike if it's a dark grey bomber jacket or grey jeans and a nice suede trainer as opposed to a Nike ripped jeans. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of it's to do with the colour and the cut.
When can men wear brown shoes?
Oh gosh, you're asking me a very personal question here. What to say? Brown, never in town. I don't like. I better be careful. I like a brown shoe, but as I said yesterday to my client, let's go for a nice deep brown. I love a deep brown. I think I'm not a fan of the blue suit tan shoe. It's a little bit, you know, personally, I'm not a fan. But I work with everyone's style personality.
It was a wedding thing a while ago, wasn't it? A few years ago.
It's gone now. It's kind of gone. But a dark brown goes with enough. A lot, you know.
Okay, what about an oxblood shoe for men? Yeah. Is that what they should wear if they're thinking about the pale brown shoe? Maybe go for that instead.
I love oxblood as a colour, and I call it sometimes burgundy. So sometimes what I say to men and women, especially women, say, God, if how will I liven up that, you know, that navy suit I have at home? I say, why don't we try a burgundy shoe with it or an oxblood, because it gives great life and very interesting. So I think oxblood looks very well with blacks and greys and navy. So it is a very good neutral to replace a brown. Yeah, mm-hmm. Great one.
Now, when people are, you mentioned that client that you had who was going into a new job, and people coming back maybe from a career break or maternity leave or changing job, that's a great opportunity to have a bit of a reset, isn't it?
It is. And the most important thing I'll say there, Claire, is that I know myself, I took a 7-year career break, is that a woman's confidence, no matter who she is or a man, is shattered after that time. You know, you're kind of going from one day playing in the park to maybe the next day, you know, presenting. So what I would say in that situation is, first of all, don't panic. I always say to them, okay, how many days in the office are you going to be? Because they go, oh my God, I have nothing to wear. I'm only in 2 days. Okay, are you on Zoom? If you're on Zoom 2 days a week, I have 4 tops, Claire, for Zoom, right? I'm in the leggings at the bottom and I have my 4 red tops on top. So I know that's my lifestyle wheel. So I break it down and then I say, well, look, what's your role? And if the role happens to be smart casual, well, look, let's get yourself a great pair of dark jeans. Let's get the great blazer. You know, for a man going back to work, a collared shirt, Claire, looks better than a T-shirt. I don't care what you say. It just looks a lot more sophisticated. But you have to make it easy on yourself. Look at the role. Look how often you're in the office. Look what people are wearing in the office. And then I would say, like the kids going back to school this morning, develop a mini uniform. Mm-hmm. Make it easier on yourself.
You mentioned a lifestyle wheel. Now, what's
yes.
that?
So when I work with somebody, I say, okay, tell me what your week looks like. And, you know, let's say they might say, well, I'm only 5 days in the office or I'm 4 days. I'll say, right, so you need to have a good portion of your wardrobe in that wheel. There's no point in, you know, I sometimes think I'm Carrie from Sex and the City and I'm going out every night of the week, but actually I have enough of those clothes. My lifestyle is I'm back presenting now face to face. I'm on Zoom. So my wardrobe has to reflect where I spend my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you put your capsule wardrobe together based on that, on your needs.
Capsule wardrobe is a great term, but capsule is very different for everybody. So the one thing, you know, a question I get asked an awful lot is, can we kind of blend our wardrobe? You know, do we have to have a separate wardrobe? And the thing is that now it's kind of all coming together. But what that really means is that I now can feel justified investing in those pair of jeans. They're not just going to be for Saturday or Sunday. I now can wear them to the office. I can now buy myself a nice pair of trainers because I now can wear them
for different purposes.
So if somebody was to say to me, capsule wardrobe, I say, you know, have a great pair of jeans, have a great pair of black trousers, for men, great chinos, you know, have a lovely pair of shoes, comfortable trainers. A blazer goes a long way, Claire. I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. You could have tomato all over your shirt and you could look great with a blazer.
Buy good and buy once. Aoife, great to have you in. And don't forget, you can find Aoife on Instagram and online. It's The Style Bob. We have to take a break. Let's do that now.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.